Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Living by Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
But notice the rest of this phrase. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Say that phrase out loud. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Does the word of truth need to be divided? It must. I said it must. Why would the word of God need to be divided? Well, there's a number of reasons. I don't know that it's our purpose to get into right now, but how many numbers do you have to divide something? You can't divide with one. It takes two. You divide one by another. How do you divide the word of truth? By dividing it against another truth. You have to have more than one truth to rightly divide the word of truth. And that's worth you combing your hair and coming out tonight right there. Is that right? Why? I can't take credit for that. The Lord just gave me that this afternoon. I was thinking about something else and he just... I thought, oh, that's good, Lord. Why? If this book is full of truths, truth about this, truth about that, truth about the other, many different areas, the truths are the wisdom of God. In fact, the whole Bible is called the wisdom of God. And the wisdom of God encompasses all the truths about every area. But if you or me, any of us, take a truth and make it the only truth, then now you are not dividing it by other truths. And you will get into error. And you will get off. And that's any truth. Maybe you're stirred up and gung-ho about prayer. Well, that's great. Prayer is one of the most wonderful things. But there's more in the Bible than prayer. Is that right? If you are a prayer-only person, you're going to get off. I said you're going to get off. You'll wind up making prayer the salvation for everything and the answer for everything. And it's not. So, well, I have faith in prayer. I have a lot of faith in prayer. You should have faith in God. The God who answers prayer. Well, that's what I meant. No, you said what you meant. That's what I'm talking about. You get off. Well, there's great truth concerning that God's a God of abundance. But if that's all you focus on is material things and financial things and abundance and abundance and abundance, that's not all the truth in the Word of God. There's other truth. And you'll get off. I mean, sowing and reaping is one of the greatest truths. Jesus referred to it as, you might say, a granddaddy principle that affects the whole kingdom. The whole kingdom operates by this principle. But if all you ever talk about is offerings and sowing and reaping, you're going to get off. You're going to get off. Why? Because you're not rightly dividing that truth by these other truths. You have to have more than one truth to divide. Is that right? Yes, sir. And it's the same thing. If you're talking about healing, if you're talking about deliverance, whatever you're talking about, if you're talking about tithing, all great truths. But they are not the only truth. Rightly, somebody say, rightly dividing the word of truth. Hallelujah. Look with me in 1 John 4, please. 1 John 4, and then I think we'll go to James 3. We'll see. I am believing God for direction and how the steps go as we speak. I know we're off to a good start, though. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Are you there? 1 John 4 and 1. 1 John 4 and 1 says, Beloved, believe not every spirit. Now, in order for you to do this, you'd have to recognize something's being said. And you got to identify what to believe and what not to. Don't believe every spirit. Another way of saying that, don't believe everything you hear. Is that Bible counsel? Don't believe every spirit. Corinthians talks about there are many voices in the world. None of them's without signification. There's a bunch of voices saying a lot of different things. And you're not supposed to believe all of it.
That's right.
But what are you supposed to do? Try the spirits whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. We're to try, test, and try the spirits. Say it out loud, try the spirits.
Try the spirits.
With that in mind, go to James chapter 3. Try the spirits. How do you do that? Why would you do that? What are you looking for? Just because scriptures are quoted and religious phraseology is used does not mean you should just blindly accept it or completely embrace it. We are to try. Another way of translating that word is test. Mm-hmm. Test with the idea of approving or disapproving, accepting or not accepting.
Right.
And the scripture tells us here in 1 John, the same epistle we just got through reading from, that you have an unction of the Holy One.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
In fact, you ought to read that. Go over there. 1 John chapter 2. 1 John. 1 John 2, back up to verse 27. Well, let's read verse 20, then we'll read 27. Verse 20, are you there, 1 John 2?
Yes, sir.
But you have what? An unction. Another word for that is anointing. You have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. That doesn't make you omniscient, but everything you need to know. He will cause you to know by the anointing that's in you. In verse 27, he talks further about it. Verse 27, but the anointing, see this time he calls it anointing instead of unction. The anointing which you have received of him abideth in you. That word abide means to live, dwell, to stay. You have an anointing. If you're born again, you have an anointing that's in you 24/7. Notice what this anointing will do. You need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things and is truth and is no lie. And even as it has taught you, you shall abide in Him. Now, instead of saying unction or anointing, it says Him. The anointing is a Him. The unction is a Him. The Holy Spirit is a person. And that anointing teaches you. Oh, thank God for the anointing. Thank God for the anointing. I'm believing you're getting some things right now, and you'll get some good things throughout the service tonight. And as you do, it'll be the anointing that taught you. Hallelujah. the anointing in me and on me and the anointing in you.
Yes.
And on you, but it's the same one Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. It's the anointing. And what he says in the first part of that verse, you need not that any man teach you. Now again, what do you have to do with truth? How do you rightly divide a truth? By other truths. Other truths. And if you say, well, we don't need any men teaching. Well, then you're ignoring Scripture. Right? Because the Lord gave gifts to men. Is that right? And part of those gifts were apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. And they're given for the perfecting of the saints, for the building up of the body of Christ, etc. So what's he talking about? Well, yes, but like we just got through saying, if you're helped through these ministry gifts, it wasn't just the flesh or the intellect of that individual. It was the anointing. Come on, can you see that?
Yes.
And so it's the anointing that's teaching us.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And it is beyond analytical examination. And it is beyond just adding knowledge to your memory. We're not talking about you or I figuring these things out. Uh-uh. The anointing, and the anointing's in this room right now.
Yes.
It's in Sarasota. It's manifesting with people that are genuinely hooked over the internet. Now, if you got five other things, you're not half paying attention, then there's not going to be much anointing there. Which is why it helps to be in the building.
Yes, sir.
It actually makes it easier. Because the anointing can be stronger with a bunch of folks focused.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
It can make it easier. And in that, in His presence, in the anointing of the Holy Spirit being manifest, you just see things. You didn't figure it out. You just didn't know it, and now you do. You didn't see it, now you do. Hallelujah. You didn't understand it, and now it's crystal clear to you. You didn't figure it out. You weren't dependent on a man being smart and figuring it out and explaining it to you. If they got it, they didn't figure it out either. It was just revealed to them. Say it out loud. The anointing is teaching me all things. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he had also said, here that was chapter 2, and then just, what is it, a couple of chapters over, he said, don't believe every spirit, for one, but do what? Try the spirits.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Living by Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.